Soft palate basics with the voice guy. The roof of your mouth is divided into two parts, the hard palate, which extends from the back of your upper teeth to the middle of your mouth, and the soft palate, which is the back part of the roof of your mouth. If you have a mirror handy, try looking at your soft palate now. You'll probably notice first the little hangy-downy thingy in the middle of the back called the uvula, which is Latin for small grape. Sometimes called the velum, the soft palate is moved around by a complex series of muscles that can lift it up, pull it down, contract it, or stretch it wide. When speaking, the soft palate lifts or drops, depending on what sound you're making. On sounds like a hum, your soft palate drops to allow air to flow out your nose. When you make a T or a D sound, t, d, your soft palate lifts to stop air from leaking out your nose. Try this experiment. Say hit and don't release the final T sound. Hit. Not hit, but hit. Make the T, but don't let your tongue release the air. You may feel the air pressure pushing on the back of your tongue, and you may feel a gentle pressure on the back of the roof of your mouth as the air pushes against your closed velum or soft palate. It's important that when you say this, hit, it's as if you're going to say hit and release the T, but you choose not to. So it's not the way you might just simply say hit, because when you do that, your soft palate does lift, but you close off in your throat. And so there's less air pressure on the back of your throat, and so you won't feel it. So it's important that you think you're going to say hit or hit-a, and that way you'll feel it a little bit more. Another way to feel your soft palate is to simulate snoring. When you snore, your soft palate relaxes down and flaps in the wind. I find that a little snoring helps to wake up sensation in your soft palate before we begin to work it. Have a go now. You might want to swallow after you do that. The soft palate is also used as part of the swallowing mechanism. Try swallowing and feel the muscles of your tongue and the soft palate contract and push saliva down your throat. The action of making sound is the opposite of swallowing. We want the soft palate to lift and open to allow the sound of your voice out. One involuntary action that lifts the soft palate is the yawn. See if you can consciously create a yawn to feel the soft palate lift. Do you feel how the tongue tends to contract back and downward and the soft palate lifts? Yawns are a great way to begin waking up the soft palate, but that downward contraction of the tongue is, again, contrary to the goals of voice work. We want to be able to lift the soft palate without the tongue doing that tight, pulling down action. The real exercise of this podcast is the inhaled cough. This is my version of an exercise that's really well described in Kristen Linkletter's Freeing the Natural Voice. So I recommend that book to you. If you take a look at page 162 in the new edition, you can read Kristen's excellent description of this exercise. The consonant in English that connects most directly to the soft palate is the k sound, the k sound. Try making a few exploratory k sounds. K. See if you can feel your tongue tip behind your lower front teeth and the body of it, the body of your tongue, rising up to touch your soft palate. Now say key and see if you can feel that the body of your tongue touches a little bit further forward on the roof of your mouth. Key. Compare key with ka. You may be able to feel a slight difference between the two. Now try and make a very far back ka. Ka, with the same vowel as father, ka. Compare ki and ka. You should feel a difference. The next step is to inhale a whispered ka sound, allowing your jaw to relax down and open, letting your tongue tip rest behind your lower front teeth. Sounds like this. Alternate inhaling and exhaling on a whispered ka, feeling how the soft palate instinctively lifts as you inhale. Can you feel how the soft palate tends to relax on the exhalation while it is energized upward on the inhalation? Try to preserve the feeling of lift as you exhale on the whispered ka. Continuing with the alternation of inhale and exhale. It's helpful to think lift as you inhale and then lift again as you exhale. So lift and lift again. Lift, inhale. Lift, exhale. I'll do it without talking this time. I find that it helps to make hand gestures as I do this, the action of lifting with my hands and the action of lifting again as I exhale. Now that you can do this with a whisper, let's add another dimension. Continue to whisper the inhaled ka and then voice the exhaled version. Keep trying to find the feeling of lift as you sound on ka, transferring the feeling from the inhaled whispered to the exhaled voiced sound. So, inhale. Exhale, ka, ka, ka. Finally, sigh out some gentle ha sounds and see if you can visualize your soft palate floating up and back, getting out of the way for the sound to pour out of you. So think of the lifting action on the inhalation and then just sigh out on ha and try to keep that lifting feeling. Ha, ha. It's important that you relax your tongue inside your mouth and drop your jaw in order to create a very open, relaxed feeling below the energized soft palate. Try it again. Lift. Ha. Lift and inhale. Ha. Good.